Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Saturday, January 18th, 2014. Tonight is Saturday night on the Lightship. We have a wonderful show planned for you tonight. I am really looking forward to our visit to the Lightship. I want to just make a couple of announcements. Tomorrow is an 8-hour healing call where you get to spend the 8 hours on Creation Lightship being healed by the light beings, being physically rejuvenated, and you can request healings, and it's just a wonderful experience. There's one more for the month of January, and that'll be on the 26th of January, the following Sunday, also an 8-hour call. And in February, Ron will be live at the Conscious Life Expo, February 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, and that's at the LAX Hilton, and again, Conscious Life Expo, and you can find out more about that on their website and how you get tickets, etc. I don't think it's very expensive to go to that. We have quite a few questions to get through tonight, but we're also welcoming any phone calls. Anyone would like to call in with a testimonial or questions? I also have the fast chat opened, and we have clsquestions@yahoo.com, where you're welcome to send emails. Before Ron comes on, if you'd like to open up your picture of the light being, you can go on creationlightship.com, which is Ron's website. If you just scroll down a bit on the home page, you'll see the picture of the beautiful light being. And when Ron comes on, he'll activate that for all of us with peace energy. And now I'll welcome Ron to come on the show. Hi, Ron.
Hi. So we're here again, and today's Saturday. So let's do some clearing here for the day. So here we go, everybody. We'll do that first and we'll energize the light being second. So if you have any situations going on today, do some clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and I'll bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go. Energize that. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll see how people are doing with that one.
Okay, terrific, Ron. Thank you. I wanted to start out tonight with people have been asking questions, and I understand completely that, as you've told us, the Earth Spirit has come back to Earth, and it's very exciting. The Earth Spirit is a male. And I believe it was just last night someone put on the fast chat, if the Earth Spirit is back, why isn't he taking out all the dark ETs that are here? And I wanted to, well, of course, Ron, you may want to add to what I'm going to say, but I want to read some of Mr. Oxygen's posts. I believe it's his most recent one about Creation Lightship on Rumor Mill News. And, of course, he talks to Ron before he puts these things up, but his essays or articles are very interesting. So do look up Mr. Oxygen. He's a listener of our radio show. And I just want to read a little bit of his article. Here is your requested update on how the newly 100% energized Earth Spirit is affecting us as it has returned to claim its creation. Previously, we postulated our Earth Spirit might not like what it found had been done to his creation, Earth. Turned out that since he is 100% Spirit, he is light. So naturally, not judging or having issues about returning here and reintegrating himself into our damaged dark planet, he has come home to methodically take over all his space and root out all darkness. We postulate the full reintegration of his massive spirit into his earth creation will take about a year. Things will just get better and better for us and harder for the dark. Do your part by daily instructing your own spirit in your heart and to always keep you on the CLF now timeline of light. So I just wanted to share that, Ron, and I think what's happening is, and I understand people are like, why doesn't the Earth Spirit fix everything now? And the message there from Ed is it's working on it, but it's going to take like a year, so that we should a little bit sit back and enjoy the changes and enjoy nature. Can you add anything to that, Ron?
Well, the Earth Spirit's a non-judgment, so it has to come about and sample and see what's happening, and from there attempt to reintegrate with its creation. So, and what's in the way there is what it's going to help to eliminate. So that's, I would say a year would be probably, like we mentioned, probably a good time to have it integrated more fully here. So just watch nature and watch people respond. Most people that I've talked with were mentioning that the plants, trees looked more vital, and then also that people were a little happier. So that's kind of what the results are. And it's kind of hard to say from there, you know, what's going to happen. As far as getting rid of a lot of stuff, it's doing what it's doing. So that's the main process. just know that it's working perfectly fine and everything is going as planned. So not as planned, but as what it, you know, senses in the moment, the worst moment by moment. So back to you. And if you have anything to add on that here, but, you know, it's not that why can't it be done instantly? It can't, because it doesn't work that way. It doesn't look for things. So it only finds things as it's integrating. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, and so I guess we just need to be a little bit patient and enjoy what's happening, because I have absolutely noticed that everything in nature seems a little more vibrant and that people seem a little lighter and happier. And I live in a city and I have noticed just, I don't know, just friendlier, smiling, more smiling people and that kind of thing. So I am sensing it without, you know, trying to be too demanding. One listener said, Ron, wow, my light being is glowing and the colors are really pulsating. I don't know if we've talked about that, Ron, but in case someone is tuning in tonight for the first time, can you talk about that lovely drawing of the light being?
Yeah, we energized the drawing. How it came about is that I believe I saw the lady twice, and she was doing artwork, and she had a lot of pictures of aliens. This is when I was in, I think it was a MUFON event in Los Angeles, I don't know, I'll just say 2005, 2006, something like that, I believe. And she was doing drawings, and then invited her up on one of the calls that we have, which is probably one of the Saturday calls, because I was not doing the other ones at that particular time, the 8-hour ones. And so she went up, and she actually saw the light beam, and from there did a sketch of it. So that was great. So anyway, that's how we have the light beam. And it's quite interesting. It's we take it with us to all the different events and stuff. I have it on the monitors now, which is very nice. We have the healings there to do the clearings to get off of negative practitioners off of us. They clean the rooms out, et cetera. So I guess back to you, Ann. Do we have a beep
there? Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Hello?
Yes, I believe we have a caller. Hello.
Hi, when we're doing space-time crashes, can I do two space-time crashes at the same time for the same reason? Like, reason A would be, so instead of, I could have two separate windows for reason A. So instead of doing it one at a time, I could do it two at a time to get it done faster.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I don't see any problem with that. As long as it's the same particular located space-time crash, yeah, no problem.
And when I'm doing a space-time crash, can I do other clearings for other people, like, space-time would be under my name, and then like a timeline crash and another window would be for somebody else, or like a recording release for somebody else?
Well, it's probably better I won't say this is 100% correct, but it's probably better to have one computer, we'll just say one monitor, doing one person, as many screens as you want to put up, we'll say. But I would probably recommend, so the energies don't cross over, not that they can do that, but it just seems to feel better that if, you know, if we're doing that, to get another monitor screen up and do somebody else on that. So that's kind
of... The laptop can be one monitor and the... Okay, so the laptop's connected to a separate monitor, but the laptop could be for me, and the monitor connected to the laptop could be for somebody else. So it's just one computer, but it's a dual screen. The laptop will be one screen, and the monitor will be another screen.
Uh-huh.
That work?
Yeah. That's what I would say. Plus, you're going to want to monitor each individual clearing anyway that you're doing in case you have to, you know, change a button or something or click on something. So that's what I would do.
And you said the SpaceTime was included in the timeline crash, because I'm not getting the username and password whenever I get the timeline crash.
Yeah, it should be on there. I thought it was on there as a link. If not, we'll have to check into it. So if any of you send me an email, just put SpaceTime crash, and I'll send you the codes over, because it should be a free clearing that's associated now with it.
Yeah, I don't think that's on there, Ron. Yeah,
okay.
We'll have to look into that.
Can we bring before I go, can we bring the female like? Oh shit! Hold on. Can we bring the female light beams in? They can give us massage. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. Here we go, everybody. There's the female light beams. So here they come. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That should be pretty well there with the energy. Should feel pretty good.
Are you still there, caller? Okay, perhaps he was done and he hung up. Thank you very much for calling in. Okay. We have a couple of comments, Ron, on the fast chat about what we were talking about before with the Earth. Someone is asking, will it be a new authentic Earth from a hologram Earth? I'm not sure what that means. I mean, or a hologram Earth, or?
Well, in true light, there's no hologram. So if there is a holographic Earth, that would be strictly one from the darkness.
Okay, good to know. Someone said that the snowflakes are very beautiful where they are. They've never seen them like that before. And another person commented about the Earth spirit integrating itself back into the planet, that it's just as we find things when we're integrating things. We can't usually, you know, just walk into a whole new reality and change everything in our environment immediately. It takes a little time to integrate everything. So that's an excellent comment, listener. Thank you very much. Okay, now a question. You have talked about a lot of different things that'll cause your spirit to leave your body, drinking or doing drugs, for instance. And someone has a question, does smoking make your spirit leave the body? I assume they mean cigarettes.
I would say somewhat, only because it may start to pollute the oxygen and your spirit cannot go into where the oxygen is supposed to be in your body. So for that, I would say yes. But it's not as bad as, you know, having your mind get numbed out with something. So remember, when your mind gets numbed out, then that's when your spirit leaves, because it has no way to communicate and be with you. And I guess I'll change the word communicate. Remember, it's looking out of your eyes. So whether you think it's talking to you or not, or it never talks to you, it's having the experience of living here. Whenever you look out of your eyes, if you close your eyes, you wouldn't be able to see anything. So it's always with you, even though for some reason you may not really understand, you know, the situation of how your spirit is living with you, but it's always with you. And it leaves in times of, you know, trauma, drama, anger, you know, any of those basic things, fear, pain. Your spirit is, you know, out of your body at that point in time. But once it looks out of your eyes, it's with you. And it does not have to talk to you. It doesn't have to try to move your body in a certain direction. It's just going along for the ride of wherever your body is going. And initially, I would presume and almost guarantee that before the darkness came and gave us mind energy, your spirit would be communicating to you. But now, because the mind energy is so strong, and you have a thought, you know, you think of a thought, and then you go for your, you know, that experience, and your spirit is like a backseat viewer, you know, not a driver, just a viewer going along for the ride. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you for that explanation. We can, you know, we always need to hear those things again. Okay, last night we had our lovely sponsor on, Nikki, and she had some questions about water and the healing properties of water and how and why you use water and that kind of thing. And so she commented, we had an email question about water, and also she's commenting on the fast trap that perhaps the water is being purified by the earth spirit. That could be something they're working on, right, Ron? Or he's working
on? Yes, I would assume so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then someone asked, you know, this is not really your area, but someone asked, you know, is there radiation in the water? Really, if you clear the water through Creation Light Chip, like doing the $1 healings that you do, none of that should affect your body, correct?
Can't guarantee that 100%, but I'm sure it would be less than what it would be normally.
Right,
so
it's an absolute
thing, but yes, you know, it will help.
Right. So that's for now, that's probably your best option, right?
I would say so, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, we had a lovely testimonial come in about timeline crisis. Well, I'm going to stop right there. I believe we have another caller. Hello?
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, can you, I'm sorry, I couldn't quite hear you. Could you speak up a little bit?
I said, hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, okay. We're happy to have you on the air. Go ahead. What's your question for Ron?
My question is if you have any messages as far as maybe some of the healing that I could use to help me grow spiritually.
Well, that's kind of it's a good question, but you don't need to grow spiritually. You need to be in the moment, and then you're all you can be with all the spirit that you have with you in that moment of time. So there's nothing for you to do here other than to be in the moment, and then you're in peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And do you think I have any cords that need to be cut or any kind of, you know, certain areas of my body that could use more cleansing energetically?
Well, not only you, but everybody has cords. Okay, that's unfortunately, that's one of those situations that people have is cords. So that you know, everybody has energetic cordings. You think of somebody, and instantly they're being corded, and you're being corded. So that's just the way things happen. So I guess you're asking for me to say if you're corded or not on your back or something. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
So let's see here. Yeah, you have a couple of them, large ones, about a 3-inch diameter cord. I'll release those for you right now, and everybody else listening, if you have something attached there, I'll do two releases too. So the first one I'll do on the right side. And yours, I would say, feels like it's sort of maybe, I'll just say top of your kidney area on the right side in the back. So here we go. I'll count to five to release it. This is the right side. So one, two, three, four, and five. And now we're going to do the other side, your left side. And one, two, three. This one's a little larger and heavier. Four, and five. Boy, and again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. How does your back feel now?
I'm not sure. I mean, it feels maybe a little bit looser, but I'll probably have to see more after the call, maybe take it
okay.
in. Okay. But thank you again. Do you have an idea of what specifically caused it, or it's just general stuff?
No, it's just one of those things where people think of you, and you know, people put out cords all the time. So it's one of those things that, you know, everybody, you know, has problems with. So it's just one of those things.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much, caller. I had that
right,
written down
you.
As our. Yes, thank you. I had that written down as our next topic, cording. And I have a question about cords, Ron. Are there degrees of cording? Because I feel like there are a couple of people in my life that try to cord me consistently, and that just seems more powerful to me than if, say, I'm walking down the street, as you said, someone could cord me. Are there degrees of the severity of the cording?
Yeah, that's a real good question. I think the severity would be when somebody really wants to put their mental thoughts into it, okay? So, you know, if you did something to somebody, they didn't like it, then they're going to think bad thoughts, okay? That's what they do. May say it also aloud. I don't know if that would be worse or not. But just that thought energy itself goes to you because they're projecting the energy of mind to you. So you're like a bullseye, and you know, the target. You know, so somewhere it's going to be attached to you. Where, it's hard to say. I imagine the person could, like people who do spells and witchcraft on people, they may want to focus on maybe a body location. And so at that point, you know, by doing so, they could probably cause a lot more harm in that given area. And it just, that's just kind of the way it works, you know. And people do these things, and, you know, it's, you know, common practice. You know, everybody does this stuff. So, unfortunately, there's really no way to prevent it because there's always people around. So if you didn't have anybody around you, you probably would not have a cording to yourself unless they had a picture of you. So if I'm not mistaken, a lot of the, at least North American Indians, to my knowledge, I could be wrong, but they don't want to have their picture taken. Well, now you can see why. So unfortunately, that's the way it works. And so somebody could give you an intent and cord you and do it knowingly. And that would be pretty bad because then they're putting their full strength, all of their energy into a particular energetic cord. And you're the receiver of that. And you don't know what they're going to be sent into the cord. So that's the way that kind of works. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I think that might be what happens to me, and to, I'm sure to others, that if it's a relative or something like that, that, you know, they're going to keep at it. And those seem to be worse than some of the others. But luckily we have tools that you have given us, and we can keep cutting those cords and increasing our life force energy. Ron, we're almost at the half hour, and I do have more questions and some testimonials, but perhaps we could take a break now and have our visit to the lightship. Does it feel like a good time for you?
Yeah, that sounds fine. So,
maybe we should give it a minute. I'm sorry, and see if people have any requests for rooms. Would that be all right tonight, Ron?
Yeah. Let's do the room request here, and you can type it into the fast chat there. And if we can get some testimonials from people also on CLS questions, maybe just about what the new three clarions, how they're helping you, that'd be great.
Yes, that would be. And then let me just, somebody sent in, sorry, I just closed my email there. Somebody sent in a very, lovely testimonial about timeline crashes, and she has several questions that I'd love to get to tonight, but here it is. But let me just do a little of it while we're waiting so people have a moment to put something on the fast chat. Well, first of all, thank you for this powerful tool and ascension support. So that's very nice. Thanks to you and CLS, Ron. This person, you gave us, the people on the 8-hour calls, the desire wanting clearing, and she was doing them to support her timeline crashes, as well as doing the Be Here Now clearing and the psychic billboard clearing. So that's a very good idea, isn't it, to kind of get your issue that your timeline crashing and then support it in several different ways.
Yes, that does sound good.
Yeah, and I, of course, to keep that Be Here Now healing going all the time, nothing could be better than that. But then, so it's interesting, the rest of her email is very interesting, and she has some questions about timeline crashes, so we'll get to some of that after our visit to the lightship. And yes, we're starting to get some requests for rooms. So anytime you're ready, Ron, we can go visit the lightship, and I'll send you over the requests.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So let's go to the lightship. This only works, like we say all the time, live on the program live. If you're listening to an archive, then you're just going to feel the peace energy, and you will not be going to the lightship at that time, but you will feel peace. If you want to go there, then by all means, come on the BBS program on Saturday nights. So here we go. We're going to go up. We bring up our animal, pets, flowers, plants, and just request one particular clearing healing that you'd like to have. And we're going up right now. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're there, and let's go into the first room. And the rainforest room is one of the more popular ones that we go into. So we're going to go into that room right now. And again, just request your one healing. And here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And another room we're going into now will be the room with the ducks. So they, what happens is they'll show up to me instantly, and I'll see what they are. Sometimes I don't make out the visual, but the most of the time I do, and the ducks are here. So here they come. Request your healing from ducks. So one, two, three, four, and five. And looks like along with the ducks, for some reason we have pigs. So the pigs want to do some healing on us. So if you're wondering why this sounds kind of weird that these animals are here, it's because the light beings needed to pick a form that we're used to seeing to help us out. And so we can accept them in that particular manifested form. And normally there's three of them that show up. Here we go. Here comes the pig. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we have tadpoles. So we'll have tadpoles and frogs. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And say some of you may have a throat condition. So we'll go on to one of the rooms where they can help us out with the throat condition. And we can all go to these same rooms instantly. And also, you know, we're out of time, so we're bilocated. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room here, another one. And this one here is where they have, looks like squirrels. So we're going to the squirrel room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have another one here, which has bumblebees. So here we go. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll have a couple more rooms here before we come back. We went to the room that has the little rabbits, little bunnies. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And one more room, we got centrifuge room. So this is where they can help to eliminate some of our situations, problems that we have. The room spins, it's all silver on the inside. And you're going to see like little clouds leave your body as it gets attracted to the walls of this particular room. And it will change rate of speed according to the densities and where it's stored on your body along with what it is. So here we go. Room spinning, releasing this energy from us now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one other location here. Before we come back, we'll go into the room that has the palm trees. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to be coming back now, so getting our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and coming back down. So here we come. I'll count to 5. You're going to feel your room change around you because you're bilocated right now, and then you're going to be fully here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So back to you, Ann.
Well, I'm so relaxed, Ron, on that. That was just wonderful. As always, and thank you. I think you got in everybody's requests for tonight. okay, here's something interesting. It just came in, but someone is having an issue, a physical issue. It happens to be his knee, and he's done timeline crashes, but nothing has changed. Is there something else he should be doing? I just thought perhaps you could talk a little bit about how sometimes, you know, things don't clear up and why that is. And also, perhaps you could suggest other things he might do, like is it cording?
Normally, the timeline crashes will work. It may take typically maybe 5-10 minutes to maybe an hour to do. So if you're not having any success with the timeline crashes, very possibly, let's see here. I'm just thinking maybe they're so far out that we're not getting a hold of them. You know, maybe it's connected to another timeline. So you might be going on to a tangent timeline that's not being covered on the regular timeline crash. So that's kind of what I would maybe sense right now. I'll have to look into it, see if I can figure out something that might help out, but right now it just feels like it's so far out in the beyondo. What you might put down is a timeline crash also. It could be too close. Maybe it's in one of the underground bases. So you may want to put down alien underground military complex, something like that, and see what happens there. That could be maybe where they're generating a timeline for you. So you may try that. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, fascinating. I've had personally a lot of success with physical issues with the timeline crashes. So I don't know. Maybe also keep trying the timeline crashes because sometimes it takes a lot, right, Ron?
Yeah, so, you know, a timeline crash shouldn't normally take more than an hour to I have you come back on it.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to, this is kind of a long email that someone sent in about doing timeline crashes, but I'm going to try and break it up a little. Now, a caller called in earlier asking about space-time crashes. But this person's saying, I made the mistake of doing timeline crashes without doing the space-time crashes right after to support them.
Oh, it's still okay. Just put in what you're crashing, and you'd be brought back here if you're still out there in the Beyondo. So there's nothing to worry about, okay?
Okay. And then she said she listened to an archive, and she had been feeling a little dizzy, and she listened to an archive that explained all of that. Okay, well, I'll go back to right where I was, but I believe we have a caller. Hello, do we have a caller on the line? Yes. Hi, go ahead and ask Ron your question.
Okay, I guess there's a delay. I had written in about the timeline crash, and I just wanted to do a follow-up to what you had discussed. Today I found out that, first of all, that the timeline crash I was doing had to do with a religious organization, one of the people in there. And the bottom line I was feeling some physical sensations that was kind of making me ill, and then I got some feedback today that when I was doing the psychic billboard and all the other clearings the past 48 hours, there was a huge shift that happened for us as a group, because I was doing the work for us as a group, and what happened is they shifted from being more of a religious context to more of humanitarian. So I was feeling that what's happening is the light is pretty much clearing the energy, and people are shifting as these clearings are happening. So it's doing it on its own.
Wonderful. How many timeline crashes you think you've done to alleviate or help you out with this problem?
Well, you know, I had written, I had done, and I didn't know whether I did it right or wrong. I did 20 part ones, and that's why I thought maybe I made myself sick because I didn't do a space-time crash behind that. And then the following day, I did the timeline for number 14 that was done 20 times but didn't go to part 2 and 3. I did that once, and then I did space-time, you know, the full thing on the space-time, and that's when I got really ill. But then what I noticed is when I did the psychic billboard for one, the person with the religious organization, and, you know, be here now the following day, that I was starting to feel the same sensation. And then I realized it must have been that person that was creating that feeling in my body. There was just so much energy coming at me. So then when I backed it up with dark side, dark mind creator, whatever it was I had in my basket of tools, you know, the dark side practitioners clearing, the parasite clearing, just to start to feel better. And I started to listen to your archives, and there was something about timelines. So I didn't want to do another timeline crash on this person because it kind of worried me because I really got sick. And thank goodness you had clearings last night that I was on, you know, on that show to receive some clearings. But is there anything else you can recommend, Ron, to keep working with this, as it seems to really make a difference with this?
What I hear you saying is that some people that you know, or one person or a group of people, are connecting you to religious stuff because you're an outcast or something, and they want to save you in a sense. So they're doing this.
No. What it is, it's a group that pretty much represents humanitarian projects. Unfortunately,
okay,
they may be connected to religious organizations, but they can opt to be called more humanitarian. So they're
okay,
shifting to call themselves humanitarian so they can help with, say, funding projects that will feed people, house people, you know, help with what's going on with the economy right now. That's the intention.
Okay,
of this
okay.
Group.
What you might try, we have a clearing, which is signs and symbols. It's possible maybe
mm-hmm.
they could be using, some type of, sign or symbol and connecting you to that also. That could
mm-hmm.
be even an object, that they have around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In their practices or whatever they're doing,
right?
You know, people get hooked up. This one's slightly sideways, but people get hooked up with the Reiki symbols. Okay, so you go to a
yes.
practitioner who's doing Reiki, and they do all these different symbols over you, and you don't really know what the symbols are, but they say it means this, that, and the other. But what are you getting hooked up to? And so that's just something they move with your hand back and forth, you know, where they say a few words. Like chanting or something, you know, to, you know,
yes,
get that name out there. So I would say maybe the signs and symbol clearing might be the next way to pursue what you're looking at.
How about the organizational clearing? Would that be necessary for this group, for this individual that represents the group?
Yes, that one could also work, yes, uh-huh.
Do you think she needs to do the dark arts practitioner clearing, possibly, Ron?
I think I'll stick with the other ones first.
Okay.
You know, the dark side practitioner, you know, with that. But there's so many of them that it might be harder to do that, you know? Where the curses, hexes, spell clearing may work a little better. But I think
If I did that more often, multiple times, and make it like a regular thing, because what I'm finding is when I'm combining these, you know, like I was doing Be Here Now and Psychic Billboard for our group for an entire month, and what I'm finding is breaking down barriers of energy that was stuck and paralyzed. It's actually now moving.
Yeah. You are correct there, yes. And I would do it if you know that they're doing this. You know, you might make it one of your daily or evening clearings to get this stuff off. Whenever you deal with anything that's psychic attack stuff, which this actually would be, you want to stay with that for, you know, all the time. Because they're probably not going to stop. Okay, that's what I'm saying, is that if they're not going to stop, then, you know, just keep on with what you're doing to give you some more horsepower to get the stuff off of you. So it's like being, energetically slimed with these energies.
Slime. Okay. I have one
yep.
more question. The individual I'm talking about uses a pen name. And what I found is that's probably why he has the capability of moving pretty much effortlessly, but I was clearing his pen name because that's what everybody, you know, knows him as. But I don't think nobody in the group knows his real legal name except a small group of people around him. Now, I'm seeing some results for Natal Barcode from me personally, and that's why some of the stuck, paralyzed energy started moving. Would that probably help this individual, and what name would I use?
Yeah, I would use, if all you have is this pen name, that would work fine. What will happen is that some people wonder, gee, are they going to have like a 2x4 hit them over the head from the universe out there, you know? And no, that doesn't happen. What will happen is they'll have more light, more spirit energy as this darkness that they're putting out to you or other people, as it gets taken away, then they'll actually start to, you know, feel better. So that they will have, you know, better energies coming to them and more of their spirit in the long run. So that's kind of how it works.
Wow.
So,
well, what I noticed is when I met him, there was a lot more light, but all these huge organizations started to surround him and it was pretty much all these light workers. So they're all sending him loving energy.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's complicated. Yeah, that's not good.
That's what I'm dealing with.
Boy, you might, I don't know, I'm thinking possibly maybe the people in the fast chat could help out, too. It could be possible, I don't know if it's too likely, but it could be that maybe all these people are in his soul family, right? And they want him to get ahead with it, so they're all doing these things to him. So you may want to just try that soul family disconnect for him, but I don't know how, you know, how effective that's going to be, but that's definitely an idea, kind of going a little sideways on it. And we'll just see the people on the fast chat, what they have coming forward. But normally it would be the curses, hexes, spell clearing, dark side practitioner, maybe like the signs and symbols, like I mentioned, and, boy, I'm just thinking maybe go completely in a different direction. You might just purchase for him and do it for him. It'll take you quite a while, but do the self-empowerment clearing. Maybe there's some issue
self-empowerment.
Because there might be an issue, maybe an issue that he's attached to, which he doesn't know anything about, and they're able to unlock that door because he's not using that particular energy for self-empowerment, and they're able to use it against him.
Are you saying the self-empowerment package, which does the victim and all that? Because I bought that for myself, and that was really powerful for me.
Because I used to be
a light worker as well.
I found that was powerful. Do that for him because they could be coming in the back door on him. He won't even know it. And by doing that clearing, it could take away that issue because they could be attached to an issue that we don't know anything about, and that could possibly help him.
Now, that would be more powerful than the soul family, because I also did most recently the soul family. Once I did the soul family disconnect for myself and the emotional, I got really, that's when I broke through my barriers, and I'd done the self-empowerment package first when I started with you.
I'm finding that's
why I'm seeing what he's doing.
Yeah. So that's what I would definitely do. What you're mentioning, probably do that.
I'll do that.
That sounds good to me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you, because that helps everyone to give your testimony like that. And you know, we all still unfortunately come across these issues in life, but at least Ron is giving us the tools and the healings and the clearings to help it and improve us, right?
Yep.
So we do appreciate that.
Yes, and just so you know, this person asked me to help him, and I have been very direct and clear, and he's willing to learn. And so this really is about empowering others, and so I'm just inviting them to take a look at what I've found here with Creation Lightship. So I'm really grateful for you, Ron, and your work and your team. So thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You might even, if he's open, then have him do that clearing himself, the self-empowerment one, you know, if he can find the time. But I would probably do that one.
You know, if you just open up the Ron site and have him do the Be Here Now, he's going to feel that.
Well, I do
it's
that.
Free
I do
and
that
it's short, and
that
would be.
Yes. Thank you. Well, thank you so much. And yes, these combination clearings, like you said, Ron, you said something about you just don't do it once. You have to keep going at it. And what I realized is when I dropped a day for my group, it was almost like you kind of, the frequency wasn't running there. You know, it slows it down. But when you're doing it every day for an entire month, people are coming back at me. I mean, even he did. I had asked him today, so how are things going? I started your psychic billboard 2 days ago. He goes, wow. Do you know that my world has shifted in the past 48 hours? Things I never imagined were ever possible showed up in my life.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So
that's wonderful, yeah.
48 hours. So, and it was exactly 48 hours when I started, and I told him, and he forgot about it. But he requested my assistance. So just know that when you say it is instant, I can just say it certainly is instant. So thank you so much, and have a good evening, and I'll keep you up to snuff with what's happening.
Great.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, it's
very
nice.
Bye-bye.
Your testimonial. This is great. Wonderful.
Okay.
One person asked me this. I mentioned it on one of the BBS shows a long time ago. He says, Ron, you got all these clearings and I'm doing a few of them, but am I becoming codependent on them? I go, well, you know, I don't know. I don't think so. Don't do a clearing one day or a week and just see what happens around you, because the clearings are helping you to stay in the moment. Okay, that's the main thing. The bottom line is that these clearings help you to be in the moment. And so you can't look at that as being codependent. Oh, gee, I got to do an hour of clearings a day. Well, it's just helping you out so much. So, you know, go without them for a while. That's why I say get the unlimited, so that when you do find something kind of knocking on your door, you can get on there right away and, you know, get rid of it, but try life without it for a while, and you're going to notice that these energies that are always around you, okay, because you're just aware of them now. Before, you weren't aware of them, and now that you're, you know, more aware, you're going to say, yeah, you know, I don't want to have this around me, so I'm going to do a clearing to get it off. A lot of people do the space clearing all the time. They'll clear their space, clear their car, clear their room, maybe their little workstation or whatever. So that's kind of the whole thing is, you know, they're not really codependent, and you're not codependent on them. And at some point, maybe the energy will shift here where all of a sudden, maybe nobody will do what they're doing to people. That would be very nice, but, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath on that. But the whole thing is, yeah, you're not really codependent, just that they help you out so much that by all means, keep doing them, you know, and you're going to feel yourself a lot better and enjoy, you know, life a lot more, because it's taking away the stuff that people are putting upon you or things are putting upon you. And that's why, you know, we have the unlimited on the clearings. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, okay, Ron. So much great information tonight. It's pretty much time to say goodbye, but the gentleman at BBS did say it was okay if we went a little over. And I just wanted to ask one other question. A person, it's still about timeline crashes. Someone wrote in that in the state of California, they've declared a drought emergency or something. Now, we have talked about big kind of issues of the earth and stuff before, and you've said, well, yes, do timeline crashes for that. Is that a good idea for any big issue that's come to your attention or might be upsetting to you or frightening? It's good to timeline crash it, right?
Yeah, I would do the timelines, because the situation is there and the timelines are being reinforced by people's maybe attitudes, let's put it that way. So
mm-hmm.
Yes, you could do, you know, timeline crashes, and it may not even exist after you get done with it.
Right.
So that's kind of the, you know, the problem is that people hear something and then they tie into it, and it's not that it's not true, because it is true, because you're seeing it. It is a reality, but it's one of those holographic realities, and you can also maybe do that new clearing for the alien holographic reality that we've just put up. That's under the pre-sample healings on the left side of the website there, a little drop-down box. But, you know, get off that timeline, because the timelines are what you're living. And once you start to realize that situation, then you go, wow, yeah, I don't want to be in this timeline, because you want to be in the timeline in the now. You don't want to be in a alien-created holographic timeline where they're looking down upon you in the clouds and you see the alien faces up there in the flat-bottom clouds. So, you know, that's what I would say, is just do some timeline and do a lot of them. You know, you have to do 100 timeline crashes. And then also, you know, just see how life is treating you after that and how you perceive things and how other people are perceiving things.
Well, and it could also affect the actual issue, if there is such an issue of, say, the drought that you wrote in about, things could actually start to shift there, or whatever that reality is.
Yes, and then reevaluate what you're perceiving for yourself too, and see, you know, what you have to do. So, remember, after you do clearings, you may have to reevaluate your situation. And just see what you might need next. You may not need anything at all. But, you know, you should be able to have free choice, free will. So, and that's in the present moment. So all the clearings are there to help you get into the present moment. So you can go, wow, this is great. I am having peace. And we talked about your spirit energy, that it really can't do much for you. It's looking out of your eyes every day. But, you know, what the spirit gives you is peace. And, that's the whole thing. When you're out of peace, then, you know, your eyes get kind of dulled over. You know, you're not home as much. You know, life's on nobody home. The whole process is your spirit is there to give you the moment of peace in the now. And that's all your spirit can do for you, basically, is to do that. And what a wonderful gift it is to give you peace. Where else are you going to find it? And you're out here, and you have it all locked inside of you. You already have it. You just got to dig it out, you know, get your spirit to give you peace and get out those timelines that are confrontational and the complete opposite of peace. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, and I guess we will say goodnight now. I just want to remind everyone that there's an 8-hour call where you can have physical healings on Creation Lightship. That is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Our next BBS radio show will be Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And look forward to seeing or hearing all of you. And I'll say goodnight. Ron, do you want to add anything?
Nope. We have an 8-hour call tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. So hope you're going to be on it, everybody. So we'll just see you later. And blessings, and have a wonderful evening. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.